AC.
Is here. He's a supermarket guru of international prominence. So we're going to spend some time with him talking about shopping. There's still our opportunity. I don't know if the supermarkets are open, though, today. Are they pretty much closed, or is it just convenience stores that are open today, or are some supermarkets open?
No, supermarkets. Most supermarkets are open until early afternoon today.
Are they?
Yes.
And so what will people find, though?
People who haven't figured out that, you know, if you buy a turkey this morning, it's not going to be defrosted by 2 o'clock.
It's also going to be the sad story of the last turkey. It will have been picked over, pushed around, dropped on the floor. It's just the sad reality that whatever you're going to get today is not going to be, by any stretch of the imagination, good. It'll be okay, maybe.
You're planning now to do Thanksgiving turkey, head to a restaurant.
Hey,
this
Phil.
Is not going to be successful.
I actually thought about this a few weeks ago, and this actually reminds me. How much food does a grocery store actually have to throw away because it's past its due date? It's Valentine's candy and March, whatever it is. I mean, how do they handle that?
Yeah, different issues. If it's past its prime or damaged, because a lot of consumers, you know, will go in the frozen food case, they'll open up an ice cream container to see, you know, what color the ice cream is and so on, or how many nuts are in it and so on.
That's so
you know, that's really between about 5 and 7%.
Yeah.
That's different than like the Valentine's Day candy, because in some cases, not in every company's case, but in some cases, the company, the chocolate company and so on, will actually take that back or give them a deep discount to really, you know, move it out after Valentine's Day. It's almost like on consignment. So it varies from company to company.
Wow. So they don't pay for the Valentine's candy until after the fact.
Whatever's sold. Yeah.
I was in Chipotle the other day when they were closing, and they throw away all the leftover food every night.
Are there programs to feed the homeless?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
You mean today or all the time?
No, all the time.
Using Clay's example,
I've always wanted to know what they do. I mean, because I know restaurants throw away a lot of food at night.
Why do they do that? Why don't they give it away?
Well, a lot of them do.
Yeah.
You know, if you look in New York City, a lot of restaurants actually have worked with the food banks where at the end of the shift, the food bank
every
comes
day.
And they collect it every single
now,
day.
Now, what about supermarkets that have things that are, for example, like bread that's out of date or milk that's out of date or vegetables that may not be quite as green as the shopper would like them to be, or meat, any number of things? Instead of chucking them, do they do something with them that's more practical and giving?
Here's the famous answer, yes and no. Because if things are past their date, their expiration date, no, they shouldn't be giving them because somebody could get sick.
Nah. If they're past their date, that just means that's a protected right. Like my milk, we put labels on the milk that have a 5-day window. It's our choosing. The milk's good for 15 to 20 days.
So, no, I understand, but from a legal standpoint.
So if you give the food to somebody and it's not good, they're going to sue you? That's what kind of a world do we live in if that's the case? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
They're worried about somebody. Let's carry this through to the nth degree. So somebody is the benefit of the largesse of a supermarket that says, okay, we got this meat that we really can't sell anymore, but it's still good. If you'd like to have it, you can have it. And by some circumstance, maybe they don't prepare it right. Or, you know, who knows what happens? So then the person who gets the food free could sue them? Oh, what kind of a world do we live in?
No. But Doug, you know, here's what happens with a food bank. Food banks have a lot of good, for lack of a better word, inspectors. So a supermarket will give them something, whether it's a dented can or meat that's past its prime, and the food bank has the responsibility to really check it before it's served. So, you know, in the case of meat, which is a good example, let's say there were packages of meat under other packages of meat. So what happens is even though it's fresh, it's now brown because you've had 5 pounds of hamburger stacked on top of the bottom one.
Yeah.
So that will go to the food bank. The food bank will look at it, test it if necessary, and then if it's good, they will serve it. If not, they will toss it.
Yeah.
You've got to have those checks and balances in place.
Yeah, because if some lawyer will come along and sue you.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't think somebody who's looking for the money for their next meal or a new place to live because they're homeless out on the street wouldn't.
What a reality.
Take advantage if some lawyer comes up to him and says, I can get you $100,000 for getting sick on that hamburger.
Great.
Correct.
Phil Lempert, who is the food industry expert, here with us on Thanksgiving morning, supermarketnews.com, one of his websites. Supermarketguru.com. Here's a Thanksgiving message I just
DougStephan.com.
Okay. I never understood why anybody would roast the turkey and shuck the clams and crisp the croutons and shell the peas and candy the sweets and compote the cranberries and bake the pies and clear the table and wash the dishes and fall in bed exhausted when they could just as easily sit back and enjoy a hamburger or a pork sandwich. Signed, Tom Turkey.
Very cheap, but you know, Tom, the price of Tom is up 33% this year.
Yeah, so that's a. Will it be as expensive? It's a tradition at Christmas to have turkey usually as well, right? So it's going to be the same thing when Christmas comes around.
You know, I think so. All the food prices have really gone up, with the exception of fruits and vegetables, and I think we're going to see it continue, frankly, through probably January. Yeah. So we've got, you know, Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, New Year's Day, you know, right through probably Super Bowl Sunday, I think prices are going to be higher. And they're expecting, you know, this year with the crops, that there's going to be some more late plantings and crops and so on. So, you know, we're really pushing the agriculture system, if you would, with a lot of the weather problems that we have, a lot of these factory farms that are out there. So we've
got to get local.
But the question is, are there enough local farms?
Not now, but if it were to be encouraged, plenty of land that's vacant not being used in most areas of the country, because government has, with their stupid regulations, run the family farmers off. And if they haven't done it yet, if Senate 510 gets passed on Monday without the various changes subjected.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to get passed on Monday. I don't think it's going to get passed for
closure.
Months.
Yeah, maybe. It isn't going to get passed closure. Here's another, by the way, as an aside, David Plunkett, who works for one of the food lobbying groups, was on with me yesterday, and we were talking about Senate 510. And what I came to find out was the reason I had him on is because one of my listeners in Eugene, Oregon, who heard me talk about Senate 510, contacted her senators, and both email and fax Richie and call the office. And what she got back from one of the senators, and I wasn't sure which one it was in Oregon, was a one-page flyer from this guy's organization touting Senate 510 and how we needed to have food safety. And I thought to myself, my God, how obvious is it that these senators, they're this blatant. Instead of answering the question from the constituent themselves, they send them a flyer that's a pejorative support for the thing that's a one-sided overview of what the issues are. Can you imagine anybody being that blatant?
Well, the scary thing is, this is somebody who can actually vote on the bill.
Yeah.
That's the scary part.
Right.
The scary thing is, Doug, is that they believe that this is in the best interest.
Right.
I mean, you said it yesterday yourself. How do you vote against food safety?
You don't. Mm-hmm. But that's the way they put it. How do you vote against the Patriot Act? And then you look at the Patriot Act 6 months after it's been passed, you realize what a can of worms and how un-American it is, the same as the health bill.
So,
I mean, what a disaster. Nobody reads the bill. Hello, what do we have those people there for?
There you go.
Right. Well, what happens is whoever writes the bill, and again, these documents are 1,000 pages or whatever else, the senator gives it to the junior person on their staff who goes through it.
Read this.
22 years old, who, you know, takes a yellow highlighter, goes through some things, and gives the senator a one-page synopsis of it.
Yeah, right. Great, huh?
Yeah.
That's how to do your job. Let's hear it for those guys. Speaking of Let's Hear It For, Phil Lempert is brought to you by the folks who are in the interest of America's egg farmers, trying to help you understand how good the incredible edible egg is. And I leave that to my colleague and friend Phil to help you explain. A lot of eggs get used today. You put it in the stuffing. You use it. Jennifer, don't you use eggs a lot in various recipes? Roberta, when you're cooking things, eggs are the whole. Isn't it a binding agent?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
We used it last night in some lasagna.
Casseroles.
Yeah.
Really, lasagna?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wow. All right.
You put it in the ricotta cheese. It helps bind it all together.
It's exactly what we
do. You can put it in this. Actually, my sweet potatoes with the ginger snap crust, you use egg in that.
Really? These eggs are edible, right?
They're incredible.
Edible.
They're incredible and edible.
Phil, do you think everybody's done your job for you, or would you like to add another point?
No, absolutely. The only other suggestion that I have is when people come over, make sure you have some eggs in your refrigerator for Thanksgiving, because you never know who's going to have an allergy or whatever else, and you can just scramble up some eggs.
Deviled eggs, Phil. I'm ready for those today.
And if you get an egg now, you might have a turkey by next Thanksgiving.
Or a chicken.
Or a chicken.
You talking about a turkey egg, or are you talking about a chicken egg?
Well, they're both edible eggs.
What came first, the turkey egg or the chicken egg?
Or the reptilian egg.
Right. The pterodactyl egg.
Yeah, Phil Lempert is here, 18 after on Good Day.
It's Macy's Thanksgiving sale. Doors open 4 a.m. with over 200 Black Friday specials. Save big on Charter Club cashmere sweaters for her, $39.99. 2-carat diamond pendant bracelet and earring set, $99. Sweaters for him, $19.99. All regular price single serve coffee, tea, K-cups, and tea discs, 40% off. Macy's Black Friday specials, 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. Great prices every day. That's the magic of Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa,
kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly, through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Dee Dee Sharp with cheddar. Sharp cheddar in the mashed potatoes would taste pretty good for the day, wouldn't it? Sharp cheddar cheese.
I like it.
Fresh from the farm. 21 after on Good Day.
To to ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499 2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Ad Council.
You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
Is that Phil or is that?
That was Clay.
A voice that defines certainly Phil in my era, and to a lesser extent, Roberta, I think. Kind of like Melanie. Melanie was on the other day, and we're going to actually repeat that hour in the next hour for Thanksgiving, a special broadcast. Melanie Safka, remember all of the songs she was associated with around Woodstock and the peace era, and where people, she's created some wonderful music over the years, but it all started with that event. And when people who are our age, when you say Melanie, there isn't a question. It's like it's a nanosecond before that image and that music comes into your brain.
They all know it.
They all know.
But she sounds just like Arlo Guthrie.
No, she doesn't quite sound the same as she did 40-some-odd years ago.
You know that with all the proliferation of cable channels,
yep.
I am sure that today we can flick through the channels and at least three channels will be, you know, airing Alice's Restaurant movie.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. There are all these, Jennifer was talking earlier about all the specials, all of the marathons that are running on the movie channels, on the TV channels, the cable channels, yada, yada, yada. Speaking of that, as Phil is a mostly full-time Angelian and Jennifer is and I'm a part-time Angelian, there's a fellow who has a very unique publication for Los Angeles radio folks. His name is Don Barrett. And he's a very good guy. Jennifer knows him. I know him. I don't know, Phil, do you know Don Barrett?
I know of him.
I'm going to introduce you to him. Anyway, so he wrote to the people that are on Los Angeles radio the following. As we acknowledge these are some of the most troubling and challenging times for so many of us in this business, do you have a personal story of triumph and hope that gives you pause to be thankful for something or somebody in your life that you would like to share? So, Phil, I would give you that opportunity. As a successful guy, there always are moments in our own lives where we have distractions and things that we know we had to get over in order to keep going, and I wonder what yours might be.
Without being too maudlin, I guess the toughest thing in my life was actually losing both my parents.
Mm-hmm.
To get past that, and my dad passed away like 30 years ago, so yeah. Very young, and my mom just about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I give thanks because they were wonderful parents. We had great relationships, and at least I had that
yeah.
in my life. But the sad part is that, you know, it didn't go on for
yeah.
another 30 years.
Yep. You can't, you don't share. You remember what you shared with them, and you want to recapture it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only recapture it through your memories.
Yep.
Can't remember. But to give thanks for
it.
Yeah, but to give thanks for that. An important thing. Richie still has both his parents. Jennifer has both her parents.
Mm-hmm.
Clay has both his parents. Mine, my mother's long gone. My mother has been dead for 39 years.
Mm-hmm.
And my father, this is the sixth year. So you think about it. And, yeah, there are things you had, by the sounds of it, a better experience with your parents than I did with mine. But I still am thankful for things, that lessons that we are taught. They may not be good lessons, but they're lessons. And if you remember them, that's, you know, something that perhaps helped you mature to make this Thanksgiving a better day. And all of us need to mature, I think, a little. There's a certain immaturity about, maybe there's a difference between immaturity and naivete, but we're having to grow up, a lot of us, in ways that we don't necessarily like to. But you learn to make the best of it and then be thankful. Remember, there's more good than bad. The glass is much more full than it is empty. And maybe you think about that as you're eating some of the foods that Phil has talked about with us today. Thank you, Phil. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your wife and your family. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're in a wheelchair, it doesn't mean you have to forego visiting big cities. New York City and Chicago both operate accessible dispatch systems for their city cabs. In New York, passengers needing a ride simply call 311 to arrange a pickup. And in Chicago, you can dial an 800 number to ask for an appropriate vehicle. Or you can call a cab company directly that specializes in transporting the disabled. In New York, A Ride for All operates a fleet of vehicles equipped to pick up wheelchair users 24/7. Most other cities, such as San Francisco, Miami, and Indianapolis, have traditional cab companies whose fleets include wheelchair-accessible vehicles available upon request. Super Shuttle, the airport shuttle service found in 13 states, has vehicles equipped to transport wheelchair users and disabled folks with service dogs to and from the airport. In most cases, for transportation to the airport, you must make advance reservations. But to get from the airport, you just grab the first available van. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
The allure of Jamaica is extraordinarily diverse. Of course, you can chill on spectacular beaches, or you can get your adrenaline pumping with a hike up the Great Duns River Falls. But what about dog sled tours with Chukka Caribbean Adventures, or exploring historic plantations like Greenwood Great House, featured in Peter Greenberg's Hidden Gem Special? Discover Jamaica's secrets today at visitjamaica.com. Jamaica, once you go, you know.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely, be smart, get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Edible.
Okay.
What?
I'm just looking at a couple of different things here. As you know, when doing this, there are all kinds of things that come to the fore. People who are with us today that are not normally with us who want to be heard. There's an email from one of our listeners, and his story is actually a pretty, I think this is a good story for today, in fact. He writes, a local DJ and neighbor, Andy O'Reilly, entered the Pizza Hut Pay It Forward Challenge, sponsored by a local Fox affiliate. Andy O'Reilly works the morning show on a radio station here in my community. So when I have Good Day on the Ustream, I have Andy on the radio. He says, talk about multitasking. In only a week's time in our small area, this is Muskegon, Michigan, where this fellow is, Andy has raised $1,900 for charity, of which most of it was through local businesses, and was able to provide 100 full Thanksgiving turkey dinner boxes for families through the Loaves and Fishes food pantry. The main reason for me sending you this information is to ask if you would forward this to folks, friends, et cetera, ask them to log on to fox17online.com. So let's all do that right now. This is our website of the day. For those of you who are new to the program or don't listen to it all, at some point during the day, most every day, I point you to a website that I call the website of the day from Doug Steffens' Good Day. So today it's Fox 17 Online, all one word, not written out.
Is it the number or?
Number. Fox, the number 17 Online. So it's fox17online.com. And on the home page, hit the Pay It Forward tab, and then you scroll down and vote for Andy. He's the final challenger. The top three in the vote will be awarded $2,000, $3,000, and $5,000.
Andy O'Reilly.
To give to their favorite charity, of which Andy is, his favorite is No More Sidelines, nonprofit that provides for children and young adults with special needs. While none, let's see, those of you that only know this story from me, you can go into the chat room. Apparently, this fellow we have a connection with him. He's very active as a listener, pays attention to the Good Day Show on the stream, and has been, I think maybe Richie may have been in the Pal Talk chat room, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, okay,
so
cool.
Telling this story is important because it's a good, it's a great, it's a fantastic story about things that can be done to help other people that need to be helped on Thanksgiving. The same can be said about Christmas. Usually this time of year, we all of us, no matter what our economic reality, we feel more generous, we feel more open, we think that this is an important thing to do, and you know what? It is. So take maybe a moment. This would be a good place to go because this is one of our brethren, this is one of our followers, this is one of our friends, this is somebody who cares about what goes on here. He listens to us and he listens to this guy. I, for some reason or other, I don't know that we're on another station in that market, and we go off, and this guy comes, as many people do, to DougStephan.com to keep the show going after it may go off the radio, local radio station. What's unusual about this program, or me being on the air, is I do two programs every day, 2 hours from 4 until 6 East Coast time in the morning, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which is a review of the hot hits, the big stories, the topics in the news talk world. Most of it's politics. And then we don't do any politics at all on the Good Day Show, which airs from 6 to 10 East Coast time. So there are 6 hours, potentially, that somebody might want to spend with us. Some people spend an hour, and they download other hours, and they listen to it on the way home from work. If they listen to us live on the way to work, they listen on the way home. It's very flattering. It's wonderful and something that I'm most appreciative of. So when a listener who's that supportive, Richie, asks me to help somebody that he wants to support, I'm all for it.
I am too, but I can't figure out where to click to vote for him. It's
all right. Well, it says he's the final challenger number.
Yeah. I found that.
Scroll down, vote for on the Pay It Forward tab. Did you find that?
Uh-huh. I'm on that page.
Scroll down, vote for Andy. You can't find where it is.
Your card tracker. Yeah, it says scroll down past the video player and choose your favorite
person.
Pizza Hut Pay It Forward Challenge contestant.
Uh-huh. So, and not that's the trouble sometimes. Clay, when you look, Clay's really good at this. He can look and see through it. Richie's extraordinarily good at this, too, so I'm surprised. But if they,
I can't even find the Pay It Forward tab.
It's in the upper right-hand side of the homepage there.
All right, so this is a good lesson, then, in how to do it right. We want to help the guy, and one of the best ways he can help himself is to have made it easier for people to find.
You know, it's not his fault. It's the website is a little confused. Are you there, Jen?
I'm trying to be.
Yeah. Right. Okay, we'll figure it out.
So, yeah, we'll work it out. And in the meantime, Clay has a number of things that are working for us today, including a poll about your favorite food. We have like 10 different foods, Thanksgiving foods. You tell us what your favorites are, and then we'll have the video of the day, plus Clay's story of the day. I guess I'll distract you for a moment, Clay, from your going online to vote for this fellow to bring us an update on our daily social media headline that's making it. It's probably not really Thanksgiving in nature, is it?
No, first I just want to say about the poll. I had a really hard time coming up with that poll just because I'm a really picky eater, so it's hard to think of 10 Thanksgiving things.
Good thing Jennifer was around to help you then, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I gave you my whole menu for today.
I know, that's what the poll is. All I do was turkey and gravy. All right, so what's going on the social media today? There's an online message board called 4chan, which is known for having a bizarre and chaotic community, and it's all anonymous. And what people do is they post random pictures anonymously. And so someone posted yesterday and said, "Sup, B," which is the name of the website, 4chan/B. He said, "What's up, /B? I just robbed the jewelry store with an M4 assault rifle, feeling excited but kind of scared. What should I do now?" And accompanying that message was a picture of a bunch of rings that he had stolen, plus a Post-it note with his name and the date written on it, or just his username. And so people didn't believe him at first, so he posted more pictures. And then a jeweler got on there and said, "I'm a jeweler, and I can confirm those rings are real." So even more people didn't believe him, so he posted pictures of his assault rifle with the firing pin removed with the rings. And so the question is, should 4chan, the website, have to release any identifying information that they might have to the appropriate authorities?
Yep. I think so.
Is there a law? Is this like lawyer client privilege or something? You're protected if it's on Facebook, or
And well, yeah, it's just the website is known as being an anonymous place online, and they would have stuff like his IP address, which is a unique identifier number that could help the authorities find his location and where he posted the pictures.
Yeah.
But should the website have to give it up if the authorities ask for it, or should they be able to say our site's anonymous and our users can do what they want?
Aiding and abetting.
Breaking the law is breaking the law.
Yeah.
I have a hard time when lawyers cop to that. If you've done something that's wrong, then you know, it's not just about punishment. It's about uncovering what the wrong is and helping the person that's been wrong, in this case a company. Why should this guy have to suffer because you're a thief?
Right. Who wants to support an arrogant criminal?
Right.
Seriously? He has to put up on a social networking site.
The sweet, kind, soft criminals will support, but the arrogant ones...
Yeah, but the guys that brag about it, come on.
I saw a news story this morning on the television. We were talking about how the police are using social networking to catch criminals because a lot of these guys will post information about things that they have done. So they basically have a detective who is on the computer all day long. They don't go out in the field. They just sit on the computer and they follow up leads. If they have a suspect, they might go to their Facebook or Twitter account or Foursquare. And they, you know, okay, I'm at such and such and I logged in Foursquare. Or I logged in Geo, you know, I use my Geo whatever and Twitter to tell people where I am. So they follow the person on Twitter. And then, you know, the person might be breaking into a mall and, you know, log in on Twitter and they follow them. And, okay, we can say that you were logged in here on Twitter at the same time that this place got robbed. Boom, you're done.
And, you know, that works for big crimes, but also small crimes.
Isn't that funny?
If you want to catch a bunch of underage drinkers, just go to any teenager's Facebook page besides mine.
Yeah.
My God, what a world we live in.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
You know, Clay is the modern-day embodiment of Billy Apgar, who wasn't necessarily a he was at some point in my career about 18, 19 years ago, about the same age. How old are you now?
20.
No, not Clay. Billy.
Oh.
How old are you?
41.
No, my God. Really?
Yeah, 2011 will be 20 years.
Phew. My God.
Time goes by quick, doesn't it?
I think we just saw Doug shed a tear for a minute.
I'm thankful for people like Doug Steffen. You know, I turn on this radio here by my place, which is 40 miles north of Tampa here in Spring Hill, and Doug's on 99.9.
But you worked for me when you were a kid, and you've been knocking around radio as a lot of the crazy people who get it into their blood do, and I just I'm sober here thinking that it was 20 years ago or whatever. However, it was 1988 when I started doing this program, and you came along in 91. My God, Richie.
Got to put the Kreskin guy on your show.
Yeah, right. Welcome to the club, brother.
Yeah, my God. All right, happy Thanksgiving, kid. I can't call you a kid anymore if you're 41.
Thank you for all your help over the years, and I hope to be doing some more stuff with you here.
Well, you never can tell. Keep all of our fingers crossed.
I did go see that crazy preacher guy in Gainesville. That was my last.
What crazy preacher guy?
The guy that was going to burn the Korans.
You did?
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. Whatever happened to him anyway, by the way? He just sort of went. He got his 50 minutes.
He got a free car. He got a free car, and then he donated a free car. Yeah.
I was there the day that they shut down his website, the day before he came out and made the announcement.
Who shut his website down?
Whoever hosted his website. Then I had him sign a news article, and I was stood, and people were taking my picture, and, you know, stand in front of that sign there. It says going to burn Korans. And I set the news article down, and somebody stole it along with my cell phone. So
All right.
I got so excited. Like Doug Steffen's show. Good day. I'm so excited. Bill Apgar saying, happy Thanksgiving to the good day.
All right, Bill. 15 before the hour, and good day. Dr. Ken wishes you happy Thanksgiving with some pretty startling news today. Because of the report on marriage becoming obsolete, there is a focus on children and divorce and a health-related connection, which we'll hear about in a moment here on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast, like the new Subway Breakfast Melt. Try the Sunrise Subway Melt or the Meltastic Breakfast BMT with pepperoni, salami, black forest ham, and tomato, fresh toasted on flatbread. Their melted goodness made irresistibly delicious. Get yours starting at 7 a.m.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Products may vary, available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
With 14 million U.S. children living in poverty and unemployment still at all-time highs, many children face a Christmas morning of disappointment. For the third straight year, the struggling economy continues to put financial and emotional strain on families, leaving many without the resources to deliver the magic of the holidays. Since 1947, U.S. Marine Corps Reserve units have conducted Toys for Tots campaigns in communities nationwide to bring the joy of Christmas to less fortunate children. Lieutenant General Pete Osmond, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
It's easy to spread the joy of the season to less fortunate children with a donation to Toys for Tots. You can donate new, unwrapped toys at any Toys R Us or Babies R Us store now through December 5th, while cash donations are accepted at registers through Christmas Eve.
For more information, visit www.toysfortots.org.
It's Macy's Thanksgiving sale. Doors open 4 a.m. with over 200 Black Friday specials. Save big on Charter Club cashmere sweaters for her, $39.99. 2-carat diamond pendant bracelet and earring set, $99. Sweaters for him, $19.99. All regular price single serve coffee, tea, K-cups, and tea discs, 40% off. Macy's Black Friday specials, 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. Great prices every day. That's the magic of Macy's. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You can see him as he streams live with the rest of us who are on video at gooddayshow.com. And he's here to talk about the realities of children of divorce, among other things, this Thanksgiving. First, though, a word to the wise, which, remember, my fourth grade teacher taught me a word to the wise was sufficient. Do you think that's true, Ken, when it comes to one's immune system and probiotics?
Yes, it's so easy. One word, Sustanex. And as we're all traveling this Thanksgiving Day holiday season, we're going to be exposed to new viruses, to new flu that's out there. And you want to rev up your defense system. The best way to rev up your defense system is through probiotics. Sustanex is my favorite. It survives the acidic environment of your stomach, and it'll have added benefits. It'll make your digestive system work more effectively as you chow down on all that good turkey.
All right, so to defend yourself against all kinds of things that can invade or inflame your body, you need to take probiotics. And the best way to boost your immune system with probiotics is by using Sustanex, as Ken suggests from the medical side. This is the baby. This is the puppy. This is what you want. Go online to gooddayshow.com. You'll see the Sustanex box on the right-hand side, the homepage. Click on that. Go to try Sustanex for their $5 off coupon, which you take with you when you go to buy this. You can buy it today at the big box stores any day. Make sure you get it, and everybody in your family is using Sustanex. Now, the story, the report this week in Time magazine about marriage becoming obsolete and a focus in part, Ken, on children of divorce. What's the medical malady? What's the medical warning? What's the medical takeaway from this?
Yes, this is the other side of it, Doug. It's out of the Gerontological Society of America annual meeting in New Orleans this week. It's an example of how stress can be linked to real physical harm. The study revealed that children of divorce appear to have more than double the lifetime risk of experiencing a stroke compared with those whose parents' marriage stayed intact during their childhood.
So
The gift that keeps on giving. How nice.
Yeah, but so what do you? But what do you do? I mean, what do you? So you have that knowledge.
Well, it's just another risk. It's just another risk factor. So you want to get all of your other risk factors as low as possible.
Right, you can't do anything about this one.
Correct.
It's because not your fault. Your parents get divorced, so you got to get the other stuff in your house in order.
Absolutely.
So words to the wise. Dr. Ken Kronos always has the words to the wise here medically on Good Day.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Edible egg.
Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind. Run, run, Rudolph. Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry. Tell him he can take the freeway down.
Run, Rudolph, Run, performed by Chuck Berry. I thought we had some music from Home Alone just a week or so ago. Was it Chucker? Why can't I hear Chuck?
He's there. Chuck.
Are you awake?
No, I don't remember it, no. But you know what? Home Alone is 20 years old this year.
Wow. Macaulay Culkin, Joe Pesci, Daniel Stern, John Candy. Thanksgiving weekend, 1990, Chucker. Big box office success. Thanksgiving weekend, 20 years ago, as Chucker just suggested.
And you know, the funny thing is, that's when, in the days where word of mouth actually counted, Home Alone, when it opened, was not expected to be a huge hit. It did about $17 million in its opening weekend and went on to do, I think, $250 million at the box office, played week after week after week after week. And you know what? Deservingly so, because it's one of the best holiday movies of all time.
It's a good flick, yeah.
I think it's a horrible flick.
Oh, man.
I knew you would say that.
You were just setting me up. You were just the old bait routine.
Why would you
think
that's a horrible flick?
Because it's violent. The kid pops him on the head with the paint cans and stuff like that.
They were after the kid. What's he supposed to do?
Slapstick. Good Lord.
Yeah. I mean, you watch 24, think it's the best show in the world, yet this slapstick paint can.
Jack Bauer sliced open a man's stomach to take memory chip.
Shoots him in the knee just for giggles.
The kid shoots a slingshot.
You know, another fact about Macaulay Culkin, you know, although he hasn't made a lot of movies, you know, since Home Alone.
Yeah.
He does have one of the best-looking women as a girlfriend, Mila Kunis, who's one of the most
I love
popular.
Her. Yeah. He's also, as a child star, his parents didn't have any control over him. He went off into drugdom and alcoholism and all kinds of things. It's too bad.
Yeah, his mom and dad were
absent.
He divorced him, didn't he? Yeah.
Yes, he did. That's right.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah. Too, Jennifer. All right, let's get to our movie of the day, see if we can give you a swell prize. If you haven't won before Movie Moments, listen to these three clips. Movie starring a group of ladies of note. That's the only hint I'm going to give you. Here we go.
Daddy isn't trying to drive you crazy. He's just trying to make my reception nice.
But he was going to fire a gun at me.
They're blanks. Drum would never, ever point a gun at a lady.
He's a real gentleman. I bet he takes the dishes out of the sink before he pees in it.
I can sit on the couch and watch this movie and laugh and cry as hard as I did the first time.
800-510-8255. One of the stars was on last night, another movie called Notting Hill, which is a completely watchable, as are most of the Hugh Grant movies.
This is a chick flick, right?
Yeah, 100% chick flick.
I love that movie.
Yeah. Mm, I don't know. That's because
no explosions, no gratuitous
no blowing up anything.
Mm, yeah, I'm going to be out of this.
800. This film topped the box office during Thanksgiving a year before the other one, 1989. All right, next clue.
Shelby, my man.
I'll get some juice.
Don't talk about me like I'm not here.
Should I get her a cookie?
No, juice is better.
All right.
I have no clue.
Really?
Really?
Chuck, everybody's got this except you, Richie.
I don't know what it is either.
You don't?
I don't either.
Well, that's because you have more male than female.
Chuck doesn't know it either.
You're not in touch. Yes, he does.
I don't.
I thought you knew it.
No, I don't.
Jennifer, you and I guess that's it.
Well, I'm looking at Macaulay Culkin's girlfriend.
800-510-8255. Forget Macaulay Culkin's girlfriend. Play the last scene.
A lot better than this movie.
The last clip. Come on, let's go.
This is your chance to do something for your fellow man. Knock her lights out, Louie.
All right, that's enough. Everybody's good. If you're going to get it, you would know it by now. Chucker, what sort of movie? We have movies opening today. We must have movies opening.
Four movies open for the holiday weekend. Love and Other Drugs with Anne Hathaway and Jake Gyllenhaal. My marketing sense tells me I would have changed the name of that title if I invested.
Yeah, that's a good
one. What's the name of the movie again?
Love and Other Drugs. Jake Gyllenhaal plays a pharmaceutical salesman, the two fall in love. That's hence the title. But I just think that title's going to hurt the movie. It's also rated R. By the way, Anne Hathaway's rumored as a top candidate to play Lois Lane in the new Superman movie. Yeah. I hope that comes true. I think she's a perfect choice.
She's only 29.
Perfect age. Other news, Faster comes out with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, a hard action movie.
Talking about shooting him up, Richie.
Yeah, buddy.
Disney
real shoot 'em up.
Tangle and Burlesque with Christina Aguilera and Cher. Reviews ain't good, but...
Reviews ain't good. Charlene, what's the name of that movie?
Fried Green Tomatoes.
Well, you're in the right pew, but you got the wrong movie. Joe, in Jacksonville, what's the name of the movie?
Steel Magnolias.
Julia Roberts, Sally Field, Dolly Parton, Shirley MacLaine, and Daryl Hannah.
I'd have to hand my man card in.
Interesting
if I ever sat
that
down
Joe,
and
who sounds like a hell of a man, knows the answer, Richie.
Yeah.
Joe.
Give me your man card.
Hold on. Happy Thanksgiving.